WGCH News Center time is 7:21. And that means it's time for Connecticut Press Club Award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Each Tuesday at this time, Greenwich resident Robin Pastor, a licensed agent in life, health, accident, and retirement planning, will discuss concerns that families and individuals may have regarding steps they may take to protect their health, life, and people they love. Given that people are projected to live longer than ever today, here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester counties. Everyone listening, streaming live everywhere, please keep your text, comments, emails coming. Today's guest is an outstanding woman. She's an international best-selling author, the author of psychological suspense novels, which I am addicted to, which I love. Good morning, Wendy Walker.
Good morning, and thank you.
So Wendy holds degrees from Georgetown Law School. She's worked at Goldman Sachs. She's done amazing things in her life, and her books that I started reading about 10 years ago tend to, as she says, really dig deep into psychology and motivation, and particularly families. Wendy, tell us about what you're talking about in your new book that's coming out in September.
So in 2 weeks, on the 15th, Don't Look for Me will release, but you can, it's available now to order. And it's, it goes into grief and guilt, and it revolves around a family that lost a child 5 years ago and has never really recovered. And what my books tend to do is give the psychology in terms of the backstory, but most of it is really thriller-based and action-based. But the backstory and the psychology is always based on research that I do, so that you can hopefully attach to the characters and understand what motivated them and put them in the situation they're in. In this case, the mother in the family has reached her breaking point of feeling guilty over the accident that took her child 5 years ago. Right. And she thinks her family will be better off without her, and her emotional load is so high that she starts to walk away from her entire life in this town far from home, and she's abducted. And so the story goes from there, but it deals with the underlying issues of guilt and grief, and also the phenomenon of walking away from your life when emotional stress becomes so profound.
And you and I were talking earlier off air about how your books, in my opinion, are educational. For example, The Night Before, which has been called a dazzling Hall of Mirrors thriller, which I had to read in two nights, delves into why women make bad choices. And
yes,
you share conversations with her therapist talking about the main character's need to keep choosing men who will not love her because she has always felt unlovable because of her family dynamic, never able to please her father who left the family. The other thing we were talking about off air is your books are they predict what's going to be in the news in 2 weeks. For example, Emma in the Night, when I read Emma in the Night about missing young teenagers, today's story on CNN.com is finally U.S. Marshals found 39 missing children aged 3 to 17 in Georgia. So you write about things, and then I'm reading about them in the press, and this phenomenon that you just mentioned has been all over social media. It's called ghosting, where people are cracking under the stress and pressure of the pandemic, and they disappear and leave their families.
Yeah.
So do you have real-life role models or experience or people who... How do you get your ideas for these characters? They come to life as if they exist.
Well, so I have a little bit of a background in psychology, having worked in family law and receiving some training there to be a guardian ad litem for children, and so I had just enough knowledge to know what was out there in the real world. And so I think why you see mirroring in current events from the themes in my books is because the psychology is always based on real psychology that affects real people. And so while the stories are fiction and not necessarily based on an actual event that occurred to a person that I know or that I read about, they are events that are motivated or caused or the result of psychology that actually exists. And what's so fascinating right now is that the research I did for the walkaway theme in Don't Look for Me, you know, I learned about the fact that we have an emotional part of our brain that when it gets too hot and too activated, it can actually override our rational decision-making abilities. And we are all feeling that now. Our cup of anxiety, it's how I think about it, my cup of anxiety is full. So anything that happens during the day, even like a long line at the grocery store, feels like it makes me want to cry, you know, because my cup of anxiety is full. And so if you think about it that way, what's happening to people now is, you know, their anxiety cup is full. And so when other things happen, like maybe they lose their job because of COVID, or they
or they get COVID, or a family member,
or they get COVID, or somebody in their family gets COVID, and that is enough then to push them over the edge and make them act on an impulse that comes from our fight and flight instinct, which is very primitive, and when that kicks in, and when we have nothing to fight, and the emotional side is saying, no, sorry, you got to do one or the other, then we flee, we take flight, and that's the walkaway phenomenon and the ghosting that you refer to. And it's really fascinating to see that theme now, you know, that's
happening
in the book.
Happening. And 10 years ago when I first read Social Lives, I actually emailed you. We'd never met, and I said, oh, you think you're writing fiction, but next time you're in the New York City area, call me. I'm going to give you a tour of my town and show you houses and introduce you to people, because they're not fiction. Your books are not fiction. They're reality. And you laughed and you said, well, yeah, I live in Greenwich and I know what you're talking about. So that was so if people want to reach out and learn more about you or find your books, what's a good way to find you? Wendy Walker?
Yeah, so you can just Google me, Wendy Walker or Wendy Walker author. And I have a website, which is wendywalkerbooks.com. And I'm all over social media. Instagram is my primary platform, and I'm Wendy Walker, author.
And we didn't have time today to get into film and TV rights. I know next time we talk.
Oh, yeah. All Is Not Forgotten. It was optioned, and it's now out of options, which means it's being shopped again. But Emma in the Night is being developed for television, and The Night Before is being developed for a television series. Of course, everything is on hold right now. And Don't Look for Me is about to come out, so hopefully we'll have some news on that. And I also have an Audible original, which is coming out in October. So hopefully
we'll talk to you again soon. You have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh,
take care.
Thank you for having me.
All right, thanks very much, Robin and Wendy. That's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastore. Hear her show each Tuesday morning at this time, right here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com, anywhere.